It's just after 7 in the morning, and Sharon Cheney has packed her family into an SUV. She flips the blinker and hits the on-ramp.
So we take the 170 commute.
Yeah.
70 to 40.
How long does this typically take?
On a good day like today, I'm hoping it only takes about 35 minutes.
That's a heck of a commitment to get to school every day.
Yes, yes.
Cheney has two school-aged daughters who live in the Normandy School District. Her second grader is doing great at Jefferson Elementary in Normandy, so she kept her there. But it was a different story for her older daughter, Brené.
My daughter really was struggling at Normandy Middle.
Cheney wanted to make a change and thought about sending her to Francis Howell in St. Charles County. That would have meant a bus ride to school every day. But she felt uneasy about that choice, given all the controversy last summer that surrounded Normandy students going to school in Francis Howell. Cheney, who is African American, worried her daughter could face racial bias when transferring to the mostly white district. Almost a year later, no reports of racial tension have surfaced in Francis Howell. But the deadlines were approaching fast last summer, and Cheney wanted to check out all of her options. After a visit to Maplewood Richmond Heights, she was sold.
We just received an enormously heartfelt welcome.
And right off the bat, her daughter Brené says students helped her fit in.
I just felt so welcome, so happy.
But the choice has meant burning through a mountain of gas money. Cheney says they're not wealthy people, and this has not been easy.
This is a sacrifice for us every morning.
She says Brené's grades are about the same as they were last year, but the hands-on learning in Maplewood Richmond Heights has her excited about school. Politics aside, a question lingers. Was the transfer program good for students?
We will get anecdotal evidence of individual families, of individual schools.
Kathleen Sullivan Brown is an education professor at the University of Missouri-St. Louis. She says even though test scores and other state data will be available this summer, getting answers could be years away. Nevertheless, researchers are getting ready to dig in, and while the range of topics will be broad, she says a theme will be consistent.
Was all this disruption worth it?
As for the Cheneys, they've just finished the first half of their morning commute. Brené grabs her backpack and makes her way toward the middle school in Maplewood Richmond Heights.
Bye, Brené!
We embarrass her every morning.
For the Cheneys and hundreds of other families, a school year that started with uncertainty is ending with uncertainty. Here are some of the highlights. On Tuesday, the State Board of Education voted to replace the Normandy School District with the Normandy Schools Collaborative. It remains to be seen what district staff will be retained. If the State Board upgrades the new district's accreditation status, it's not clear what that means for the student transfer process. Meanwhile, in Riverview Gardens, the district is okay for now, but it could run into fiscal trouble next year. And this takes us to state politics. Governor Jay Nixon is considering whether he'll sign a bill that proponents say will make the transfer program sustainable, but opponents don't like it because it would allow students to use public money to transfer to non-sectarian private schools. And then yesterday, Normandy filed a lawsuit in St. Louis County Circuit Court that challenges the very validity of the transfer law. I'm Tim Lloyd at St. Louis Public Radio.